Welcome to the Vermillion Sports Show on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Louis Prejean. I'm joined, as always, let's get right to it, joined by my co-host, Justin Vlasich.
101 isn't quite as exciting as 100, but it still works.
No. When I think of 101, I think of 101 Dalmatians, and I don't know if our show has any tie to 101 Dalmatians.
We like it.
Sure. We like
Charlie's
it.
Cruella de Vil.
I am not Cruella de Vil.
I'll be Cruella de Vil. Emma Stone's going to be Cruella de Vil in a movie, a spinoff on 101 Dalmatians coming up. That's not. All right.
Why do I have to remake everything?
Okay, well, I'm joined by pessimist / co-host / Vermillion sports writer Charles Long.
/ not a fan of all the Disney remakes. All
right. Well, there's a new Pixar movie trailer that just dropped, and I'm sure Justin's very excited about it because he spent his Halloween watching The Incredibles, I believe.
I did not.
No. Okay, well, that you did sap us and you were playing Fortnite.
I was doing that, yes.
Yeah. Can't confirm was playing Fortnite. Charlie, how'd you spend your Halloween? You were like three movies in.
I think I saw four that night.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I had that nice bowl of candy and popcorn.
I ate so much candy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we stopped taking trick-or-treaters at like 8:30. So
closed down shop.
Yeah. So the rest of it was left for us. And, you know, just chilling on the couch, watching movies, enjoying it.
You usually pick one candy out from the bowl. Like, for me, it was Snickers that night. I picked out a lot of Snickers from the bowl.
I like to be a little bit diverse. Like, go back and forth.
Inclusive. We love to hear it.
Yeah, so, like, I had a bowl of chocolates, and then we had the other one with, like, Skittles and Starburst
and
stuff.
This man had the spread.
Yeah.
He had the spread of candy. Yeah. Justin, candy lover, what did you have going on?
Candy lover. The Reese's Pumpkins are a classic.
Oh, my God. Let's go,
good
Justin.
Good take. I had those,
incredible too. Incredible take 2 minutes in.
We're all in agreement here.
Incredible.
That's a very good one.
So you had the Reese's pumpkin?
Oh, yeah.
You love Halloween talk a week after it happened. But we had our 100th show last week. It happened to fall on Halloween. We're 101 now. Again, doesn't have the same ring, but we can make it work. There's 52 weeks in a year, according to math and science. 52 weeks in a year. That means in 3 weeks, we'll be doing our 2-year anniversary.
Did we celebrate our 1 year?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'm not exactly sure.
I know we celebrated 100.
And we did celebrate 100.
Yes, we did. So in 3 weeks, we'll have that spark back. But right now, we're not saying don't listen to the show. We're just saying if we seem less enthusiastic than we were a week ago, that's probably why.
It's been a long week.
Also, probably in a candy coma right now. No, it's
still,
I think
a
that,
week later.
No, here's the thing, Justin. Let me explain here. It's not only that it was a week later. I'm still diving into that candy every single day. It doesn't stop on Halloween for me. It's happening right now. And so I still have some candy by my bed, which is a bad idea. I don't recommend this to anybody. Put that in the kitchen. Store it away. Make sure you're not looking at it constantly. It's by my bed right now. So when I turn over, I see it. And I'm like, hey, let me just grab a Twix. Let me just grab Twix. And then one Twix turns into two. And then two turns into 2,000 calories worth of candy in about 15 minutes. And, you know, I'm still suffering from that. So everyone think of me as we go on and talk about sports. And this week's Vermillion Sports Show, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have our results from NFL and college pick the winner, which think of the winner in your head right now. And you've got it. That's all I'm going to say. You've got it. Charlie, we're going to be talking Raging Cajuns football. It's going to be stale just a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll touch on it a little bit. That's it. But I think a bulk of the show here is college and NFL because it's a bit of a rivalry week in Louisiana. When you look at LSU-Bama, it's a game of the, you know, century, year, whatever you want to say.
I think the 2011 was like the game of the century when it was one versus two. And then the college football committee, playoff committee, just recently released the top 25. And They have LSU at 2 and Alabama at 3.
Yeah, so we can touch on that.
Yeah, we need to change up the rankings a little bit.
We can have Charlie do his college football playoff rankings if you're on the committee. We can do that.
You know, I saw recently a picture of what the playoff would look like right now if it were an 18 playoff. Man, yeah. It looks fun. Yeah. It looks fun. We'll get into it.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
I hope it does.
I mean, one can only hope. So we're going to do college. We're going to do NFL. Maybe NBA. NBA is going on right now.
Yeah, it is.
People that don't want to hear about the Anthony Davis trade or anything like that, about the Lakers. Let's just say the Lakers and Pelicans are just on the two ends of the spectrum when it comes to NBA teams. Lakers look really good. Pelicans, not so much. We could talk about
it. I don't say they look bad, but, you know.
You would like to see a little bit more out of the Pelicans. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. They need defense.
Yeah, well, yeah. That that would definitely help. So this is the Vermillion Sports Show on KRVS 88.7 FM. We talk the latest in Reggie Cajun's athletics, New Orleans Saints, Pelicans, NFL, candy. What I don't know. Whatever that pops up into our hour-long conversation. Charlie, sometimes we talk about movies. You watched
We've
four.
We've already kind of talked a little bit about movies.
You watched four on Halloween.
I did. I caught up a little bit with my list.
I watched seven over the weekend.
Seven.
I watched seven movies. Hmm. Now, if I'm ever complaining about how much work I have, it's because of myself, not anything else. I watched seven movies, and it was awesome. I reveled in that. All right, let's start with Rage Cage's athletics. We're supposed to talk sports here, Charlie.
Yeah.
So, Justin, we're going to put you on the bench for a second.
Sounds good.
All right. Charlie. The Raging Cajuns are 6-2 this year.
They are.
They've never won 10 games in a season. Did you know that?
You know,
what I was told today.
During the height of the Hudspeth era, when they won all those New Orleans Bowls in a row, most of those seasons they went 9-4. So I would believe it.
They all that four straight seasons of 9-4,
right,
for Hudspeth.
Yeah.
And then when you look back at the history, the Raging Cajuns have never won 10 games in a season.
Okay.
That's including bowl games and everything like that. So
it makes it easier for them now because they have the conference championship.
Yeah.
Which is a full extra game if they win the West, which is looking likely at this point. So, yeah, I mean, having an extra game definitely helps, but we'll just have to see where it goes.
Yeah, so they're sitting at 6-2 with four games left on the schedule. They have Coastal Carolina tonight, which would have already happened. And then you have four games, which they can run the table on. I don't believe they will. I feel like there's a loss somewhere in there. Somewhere mixed in there.
Yeah, we've mentioned the Coastal Carolina game as a potential upset.
Who knows if that happened?
Yeah.
So, I don't really want to talk about the Coastal Carolina game as much as the outlook of the season and see where they can go. Can they reach that 10-win mark? Because you have these four games. Then, if you make the Sun Belt Conference Championship, then a bowl game, that's two extra games. So, really, potentially six games left to get to that 10-win mark.
I think they can reach it in the regular season, being completely honest. We've mentioned the Coastal game as upset potential. Coastal's not a terrible team. They're 14-point underdogs in this game, so I think it's a pretty big upset. You look at South Alabama, they're 1-7. That should be a win, even on the road. Troy at home. Troy's having a pretty off year. They're 3-5 right now. Should be another win.
Troy lost to Coastal Carolina.
And UL Monroe, who's also 3-5. I think the Cajuns can easily run the table here. Their biggest obstacle is probably tonight, which we're recording this, of course, Thursday afternoon. Cajuns are playing Coastal Carolina Thursday night on the road, ESPNU, national televised Sun Belt action. Get some of your Sun Belt action in. So I think that if they do reach 10 wins, it will probably happen in the regular season because who knows what happens with the conference championship. Who knows what happens with whatever bowl game they get chosen for.
Because those are tougher games
those
than the ones you have lined up right
now. Exactly. Those are definitely tougher games. You face probably an Appalachian State and the Sun Belt Conference Championship, which is one of their losses already this year.
Historically never been good against App State.
Exactly.
Really.
They've never beaten them.
Yeah.
They've never beaten them in their history. And then if you have a 9 or 10 win team, you're more likely to get a pretty good bowl game, which gives you a decent at worst opponent. So I think if they're going to hit 10 wins this year, the easiest way to do it is to run the table in the regular season.
And you're saying that's realistic.
It is realistic. I do believe so.
Yeah. And again, it's hard to run the table at the end of a season, but it's realistic because of the quality of opponents that you have coming up. Now, not saying that they're necessarily bad. It's just that UL has shown the ability that they can win these games.
They're widely favored in every game they have left.
I feel confident about UL. Like, you know, in previous years, it would feel like, oh, Louisiana's definitely dropping one of these. Definitely. Like,
yeah.
They're going to flounder because their defense isn't going to show up or their offense isn't going to show up. But they're on a nice balance right now where their defense is playing really well, that you can kind of believe in them. They've given up 13 points per game in the last three games, and that's including a matchup against App State.
Right.
So they've been playing really well defensively, and you know what you're going to kind of get out of your offense because they rely on those running backs. Trey Regis a little banged up right now, but that's okay because you still have Kale and you still have Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I just feel good about this team better than I – since I've started covering them about – couple years ago. This is the best I feel about the UL football team.
I'm interested to see if Regis does play tonight. I haven't heard any reports on that yet. I know that he sat last week to really rest his ankle and try and get back to 100%, which makes sense. You want to give him an extra week to rest, especially it's a short week.
And did you need him against Texas State?
No, you didn't. And Texas State proved that. The defense played a great game. And we've talked a little bit, you know, in previous years, the defense hasn't been great. The defense this year has been pretty fantastic. Outside of their, you know, game where they gave up 38 points to Mississippi State in the opener, the most points they've given up in a game this season is 25 at Ohio. It's been great. If you have the defense that's holding teams to under 20 points per game, you're going to have the type of offense that you have to win games, especially in the Sun Belt Conference. They're obviously doing really well because of the talent that they have on the offensive side of the ball. If the defense can keep this up and keep holding teams under 20 points per game, that's all they really need.
Trey Regis is expected to return when the Cajuns visit Coastal Carolina on Thursday
night. That's what I figured.
Trey Regis expected to return. That's what Billy Napier said. We do expect to have Trey Regis back, I can tell you that. So expect to see Regis tonight.
It's a huge deal.
And that's big when you're playing on the road. You need that running game to kind of show up for you. Let's see. I would like to see Napier unlock Levi Lewis a little bit more. Let him do a bit more.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Levi. All he really needs to do is be a game manager, because you have the rushing attack, you have the offensive line, you have the trio of running backs that you can just unleash on any team and do well. And they've proven that this season. They've been fantastic.
But he has to be more than a game manager when it comes to these big games. Say you want to win a conference championship or a bowl game. He doesn't need to be spectacular or the highlight of the offense, but he does need to be better than a game manager.
The play calling needs to be better in those types of games as well. Yeah, I mean, we saw firsthand what happened with Appalachian State. I put it more on the play calling and the managing of the coaches and what they were deciding to do in that game more than I do on really most of the players. I thought the defense played great in that game. That's going to be something that we're going to have to look back to, because it can absolutely still decide who hosts the Sun Belt Conference Championship. Mm-hmm. We recently saw Appalachian State fall to Georgia Southern.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. That happened.
Huge game. Now Georgia Southern is in contention for winning the Sun Belt East.
They just have to win out, right?
They just have to win out.
UL fans are going to have an eye on Georgia Southern,
because they also beat Georgia Southern this year. So if Georgia Southern wins the East, then UL hosts the Sun Belt Championship.
A shock that would be for App State not to be in that conference championship.
From going from a top 25 team to not even hosting, not even making the conference championship, not even winning your division. Yeah, no, it's pretty incredible. It was a huge upset, and it's the second year in a row that Georgia Southern has beaten App State. Both times App State was ranked, so I guess they're just their kryptonite.
Georgia Southern won by completing one pass.
Yeah,
Their quarterback was 1 for 4 with like 16 yards in that game.
The end of that game was stressful too.
You were on top of that. You were texting me.
They tried to give it away. But yeah, no, I think that there are a couple ways that the Cajuns can now host a Sun Belt Championship. All they have to do now is take care of itself. It didn't just win out. If they go 10-2 this season, and their only loss is to Appalachian State, and Appalachian State doesn't win the Sun Belt East, then they're hosting the Sun Belt Championship as a 10-2 team. Now, we're looking very far ahead. Of course, there's still plenty of football
but
to be
played. But I don't want to talk about Coastal Carolina tonight because it's stale. So it's good
it will
that we're
be
about
it
this.
Will be stale.
We are looking ahead, but
we are looking ahead. But I think that it's all in the realm of possibility. You can see it happening.
Yeah, especially when it hasn't happened before. This is the stuff you want to talk about. It's kind of fun.
It's exciting.
Like, I mean, when it's realistic, when it's in reach, it's exciting that the Raging Cajuns have a possibility to win 10 games for the first time in program history. That would be exciting. Remember how exciting that UL basketball team was when they won 27 games.
That was one of my favorite teams to cover.
That was
ever.
That was a really fun season.
Oh yeah.
So having a team like that, now say you get to 10 wins, say they run the table and they host that conference championship. There should be a lot of excitement around this team.
Oh, absolutely.
There should be a lot of excitement regardless if they host a conference as long as they're in that conference championship.
Well, here's the thing. If they win these next two games, big if, we've mentioned Coastal Carolina as a potential upset alert. We'll be watching the game tonight. If they beat Coastal Carolina, they have South Alabama. If they beat those two games on the road, they finish with two games at home, hosting Troy, hosting UL Monroe. And I think if the team is 8-2 at that point, with those two games, there's got to be plenty of excitement around the program. And I'm sure, you know, the crowds will be nice. It will be, you know, a big deal because the team is good again.
Yeah.
What else do you really need?
And we'll see what happens down the stretch for the Raging Cajuns football team. And I don't know, is there anything else that you want to add before we move on to more of college football?
I'm probably more nervous for this Coastal Carolina game than I should be.
No,
it's
fair.
It's short week. You know, the short week games, midweek games, they
App
always
State
feel.
App State got beat.
They did.
On Thursday.
They did, and they're always sloppy. They always are, which I kind of give the advantage to the Cajuns because, you know, a sloppy game, if you can dictate the pace in a sloppy game and limit turnovers and get possessions that go for 6, 7, 8 minutes with a stout running game, you kind of limit the opportunities that the other team has. I think the Cajuns can do that tonight. So I give them the slight advantage, although I am kind of nervous for the game because, you know, short week, anything can happen, especially on the road.
Yeah, we see how weird those Thursday night football games get and how bad the Thursday night football games get in the NFL. Does it translate to college?
Oh, absolutely. College
it's,
games
it's the
in the
short
midweek.
Week. It's the short week that does it. And we'll see what happens down the stretch of the Raging Cajuns football season. Let's get to last week's winners of college football. Pick the winners. Not a great week last week.
Nope.
And it lived up to that title of this is a bad week. Did it not?
It definitely did.
Yeah, definitely did. Okay, so Justin, bringing you off the bench.
Present.
All right. Justin has run to the scorer's table and ripped off his warm-ups, and now he is in the game.
I've checked in.
Checked in. Somebody else has given you dap, you know, a little high five on the way to the bench. We don't know who that is. Because me and Charlie are in the game. You know what? We're the Big Three League. That's what we are. Big Three League. Ice Cube is our producer.
ISO Joe.
Where's Joe Johnson? I thought he was going to sign to an NBA team.
I thought he was signing with the Pistons, but then
they waived him or something like that. No, disappointing. Anyway, Justin, quick plug for our Twitter right here. Let's go.
Follow us on Twitter at Vermillion Show to keep up with the latest and who won and any other random facts we decide to post on there.
Yeah, there we go. So on our Twitter, you can see the winners of college football and NFL first. You don't have to wait to listen to the show. You can see it on Twitter. So, Justin, please reveal the winner of college football this week.
Ah, Lewis, you did it.
Wow. What did I say? What did I say at the beginning of the show? Imagine in your head who won this week. It's exactly who it is. It's me. I won college football, but not with a great record. I think I was 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3-2.
And y'all were 2-3?
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlie, where did it go wrong for all of us, really? 3-2 is not great, but especially with you and Justin,
yeah,
any other weirdness that happened.
Bad week in general. We all picked Washington for an upset.
I wanted to pick
Utah,
too.
Well.
I got caught up in the hype. If you go back and listen to the show last week, I got caught up in the UW hype with y'all.
Well, they almost won. They just fell short at then. You and I both picked SMU. I'm still riding the pony train, but they lost to Memphis. Justin, you got that one right on us. And then the last game that we picked was the Florida-Georgia game. I realized that you and I both had the same picks up and down.
Yeah.
So I needed to go different. Florida did not come through for me. So that's where it happened.
Charlie's confirmed Brony. And that is what... You know, Bronies exist, by the way. You know what they are? A Brony?
What?
They're like fans of My Little Pony.
Oh, no. I'm a fan of the Pony Express, not My Little Pony. No.
I know. I was just saying. Okay? Just saying. Anyway, I forgot this week is not the week to mess with Charlie.
Southern Methodist.
Okay. Here we go. SMU fan, Charlie. That's where it went a little wrong, but that's fine. It's bounce back week. Do we have a better week this week with college football?
I'd say so.
Okay. But how much?
Three top 25 matchups, one, of course, huge matchup, and then two top 20 teams on the road with pretty decent matchups.
So. I don't know what game you're talking about. What's the big one? I don't know that one.
Kansas State at Texas.
Yeah, there we go. I was hoping you'd pick up on my sarcasm. Obviously, we're going to save the LSU-Bama pick for last in this week's Pick the Winner. And then let's just get this going. Charlie? Why don't you lead us in this week's college football?
So, as I mentioned, we have two top 20 teams on the road. Pretty tough matchups for them. I think we'll start with the Big 12 matchup. We'll go number 16, Kansas State at Texas. Texas kind of fallen off in recent weeks. I think I picked Kansas to upset Kansas State. That didn't work out last week. So
I'm going Texas.
I'll go Kansas State.
I'm going Texas as well. I was looking at this one as an upset pick of the week if we didn't choose it.
Oh, now you got to choose another one. Too bad you don't have Northern Iowa to fall on.
Up next, we have an ACC matchup. We have probably the best contender in the ACC besides Clemson.
Oh.
Number 19, Wake Forest at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, who just came off a really disappointing loss at Notre Dame that they almost pulled off, which would have given Justin the win for the week, but they choked at the very end. It's unfortunate.
So, Justin... Who you got in this
Sounds
one?
That's about right. I'll take Virginia Tech again.
Disappointed, but you know what? Pick him. I'm going Wake Forest.
This one's kind of hard. I don't really know enough about Wake. I've seen Virginia Tech a couple times. I think they're not. They have a good team. They're not very well coached, from what I've seen. I'll go Wake.
Wake.
Top 25 matchups.
Woo!
We have Big Ten matchups. I'll start with number 18, Iowa, at number 13, Wisconsin. Give me Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was about to say, give me Wisconsin.
Clean sweep on Wisconsin.
Clean sweep.
I like Iowa, and if this game was in Iowa, I'd probably pick them.
Our predictions like Iowa, or Iowa should like our predictions.
Yeah.
We know what happens.
Then up next, we have number 4, Penn State. Very surprising reveal.
Yeah.
They're in the college football playoff currently. At undefeated number 17, Minnesota. Are you rowing
this
the boat?
This is scary.
Are you rowing the boat?
This is scary.
I want to row the boat. Justin, I'll let you start it off.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to take Minnesota here. I'm doing it.
Row the boat.
Dude, I want to so bad, man. I'll go Penn State. I'll go Penn.
So, PJ Fleck just got his extension.
Here we go.
On the boat?
I want to.
Do it, baby.
I really do.
Why not? Let it fly.
Because Minnesota is something to prove. Penn State's already being a couple top, 25 teams. They've been a couple teams of note. They deserve their ranking that they have. Minnesota hasn't really been tested yet. But they were 13th, and they dropped to 17th. They're 8-0. First time in like 30 something years. I'm rowing the boat.
Yeah.
Give me PJ Fleck squad.
There we go.
This is why I keep losing.
Yeah, this is why I keep winning. Love it. Keep
then
going,
finally,
guys.
Our top game of the week, number 2, LSU, and number 3, Alabama.
According to the college football playoff rankings.
Hmm.
Not according to the AP top 25 polls. This is a number 1 and 2 matchup here. Number 1, LSU. Number 2, Alabama. And I know where I'm going. I'm going Bama. If
I'm
this was
as well,
if,
just because it's in Alabama.
If it was in Baton Rouge, I would go LSU.
I think last year I picked LSU, and we saw what happened.
Yikes. 29-0. I don't like that we're all going to pick Bama, though.
It's hard not to pick Alabama. It really is.
They've won the past
just because
eight matchups.
They've been so dominant in this series. Like, it's like LSU has not scored more than 17 points. in like the last, you know, however many
completely years. Different offense from what we've seen, though.
Completely different offense, but it's just a matter of the hype for this game. I've always said that having a bye week before this game has always been a stupid idea for LSU because the hype gets generated. It gets to the players' heads. They're not ready for this game, and they always get smacked by the team with better coaching, better prospects. It's just how it is.
So I feel like you're going Bama here. You do not have pen to paper yet.
I do not, because I don't really know exactly how this game is going to go. I feel like LSU is definitely more battle-tested.
Yes.
They're hungry.
Hmm.
If they
keep in mind, though, Divinity is not playing. And
I know.
Tua is back.
I know. Yeah.
Delpit's a little hurt.
The thing is, if Minnesota loses, I'm going for a win this week.
Yeah,
you know,
let's
you know,
go for
I'm
it, Charlie.
Ready. I'm ready to get a win. Kansas State got to come through for me. Minnesota, I'm not as confident coming through for me. So if we tie. Who's your boy? Who's your Northern Iowa Panthers?
Oh, I got
that
coming up. I got that
because I want to make sure that I get an upset pick that.
Oh,
that might
Northern
Iowa
is going to win. I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't matter who they play. They could play Alabama this weekend. They would win.
Wow, hot take.
That's my
hot take.
You heard it.
Spicy.
You heard
spicy.
It. Northern Iowa wants Bama, so they won against Illinois State last week. By the way, just. As they do every week, just another dub.
Let's keep it. E&W's.
They play Indiana State this Saturday.
Yeah, so the upset pick that I was actually looking at was the App State South Carolina game. But
are we
South
avoiding
Carolina,
this? You can't avoid LSU Bama.
I'm avoiding it.
No,
for now.
Oh,
I'm pushing
whoa,
it off.
Man.
I'm pushing it off.
All right, fine. We'll push it off. It's fine. All right, we'll go to upset pick. So I'm going Northern Iowa over Indiana State. Don't even know if that's an upset. They could. I'm sure they're favored in a lot of these games, but it's fun.
So I wanted to pick South Carolina over App State, but it turns out they're actually favorites.
South Carolina?
South Carolina is favored in that game.
Oof.
It's pretty funny.
That's kind of
so funny. I'll go Louisville over Miami.
Okay. Wow, that stings a little bit. You know my Miami ties. Mm. All right, Justin, you got an upset pick?
I do.
All right, let's
I'm taking. Wait.
Sorry, I just felt like the volcanic eruption about to come. All right.
I'm taking TCU over Baylor this week.
Yeah.
Number 11 Baylor at that.
Number 11. What's the spread on that?
Give me Alabama.
Oh, you picked Bama. Charlie's,
the more I think of it.
Charlie snuck in
I got
there.
I got a feeling that game is going to be one of the craziest atmospheres you'll see.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
President's going to be there.
It is?
Yeah. Mm. So it's going to be insane. I'm looking at this TCU Baylor spread here. Do you know the favorites on that? You know the point spread? Justin?
Baylor's undefeated.
Okay, Baylor's favored
no.
2.5. Two and a half point favorites. So pretty close. Yeah. Closer than I would think. Hmm. Interesting. Still an upset pick nonetheless. And that's our college football pick the winners for this week. Let's see how it turns out. Charlie, how you feeling? You feel a little
I don't feel good about Minnesota.
Uneasy. You feel uneasy.
I feel
about
good
your picks.
About Kansas State. Don't know how I feel about Wake. Feel pretty good about Wisconsin. Feel pretty good about Alabama. So we'll see how it goes.
Justin, are you going to dethrone me this week in college football?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Sir, what's
we'll
a tiebreaker?
See. So our tiebreaker, I think.
Wisconsin or Alabama?
I think Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I think Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right. I'll go, let's say, 34-20. Wisconsin.
I'll say Wisconsin 27-19.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I'll go 35-10.
35-10. Oh, I thought you were close to me. I was like, Justin, you snake! I can't believe it. All right, so I don't know if I want to say much better week. You know what? Much better week in college football than last week.
Nothing. I'm hoping Minnesota can pull off the upset and shake up the rankings. I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun. Because
if Minnesota beats Penn State, they should be a top 10 at least team. Because they'd be undefeated 9-0 with a top 4 win on their resume. Yeah, they're a top 10 team.
That would be a lot of fun.
I feel like the 17 is almost disrespectful because they are 8-0.
It was a little disrespectful. But you know what? It's fun. App State was ranked. We saw that worked out. Let's get to it.
PJ Fleck.
Let's get to it. So LSU-Bama is not the only rivalry happening this week. Try to say that word three times fast.
Rivalry.
It's very hard. Justin, let's go.
Rivalry.
Three times in a row. Fast.
No, rivalry.
Yeah, there we go. very hard to do. But the rival matchup, between LSU and Alabama is not the only rivalry happening this week. It's Saints versus the Falcons.
I thought you were talking about the Chargers-Raiders.
Yeah, very heated battle in California going on over there. We'll talk about Thursday Night Football later. Honestly, pretty mediocre matchup. Not terrible. But
finally, we have good other primetime games.
Yes, though. That's going to be exciting to talk about, and we'll talk about that. So the Saints and Falcons play this Sunday. We can talk about the Saints. Both teams are coming off a bye week. The Falcons are 1-7. Saints are 7-1. I mean, Saints are on a 6-game winning streak. Tre'Quan Smith's going to be back. Jared Cook's going to be back.
Alvin Kamara's
going to be back. They're almost the healthiest they've been since week one. Coming off of a bye, you know, Drew Brees is back. Falcons, 1-7. Are they just going to fire everybody? Who knows?
I hope not.
Is Matt Schaub's with the Falcons, right?
Matt Ryan is supposed to be playing, though.
I know, but you still have Matt Schaub on your roster. I'm trying to just make a terrible case for the Falcons right now. I mean, Falcons haven't won since week two against Philadelphia. I found that funny Julio Jones tweet. It's all downhill for the Falcons.
What did he say?
Remember, it was the Falcons Twitter account tweeted out, Julio Jones doesn't catch touchdowns. And that was in week one.
He
hasn't like caught a touchdown pass since then.
Yeah.
So I found that tweet.
Man, the Falcons just do it to themselves.
There was so much hype around this team before the season.
Yeah, I bought into it.
You bought into it?
I said they were a wild
card
team.
I feel like they always
did. It's not... They have a lot of talent on their team, though.
They do.
That's what's just confusing. Injuries happen. It's just confusing, really. Their defense isn't great.
Their defense is awful.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so let's look forward to the Saints-Falcons matchup before we get to our NFL Pick the Winners. Justin... Give us a little preview. I mean, what are you looking for in this matchup? I mean, is this one you're not even worried about? What's going on?
I can't just say I'm not worried about it because it is a divisional opponent in Atlanta. No, it's in New Orleans this week. I'm sorry. So I'm less worried about it. But it's still a divisional opponent. They always play us hard. They're not looking great this year, so I'm not, hoping with everything in me that we can – pull out a victory, but I'm not just saying, it's an easy win. It helps a lot that we're getting Kamara back. It helps that we're getting Jared Cook back. Breeze is healthy. So it's looking like everything's aligning for a Saints win here, but because it's in the division, you never really know.
Oh, you never know. This is the first of four straight division games for the Saints.
Sure is.
So, Charlie, you would like to see a win,
mm-hmm.
but you're not feeling like the need to win here. Are you?
I'm absolutely feeling the
need to
win.
Oh, he's feeling it.
Every year that they sweep the Falcons is a good year.
Oh, there we go. So what are you looking for in this matchup? Are you looking more towards the players that are returning, coming back, or anything else?
I'm looking for the defensive line of the Saints to make their presence known against a pretty poor offensive line for the Falcons.
Yeah.
The Falcons have a good passing attack, especially when they're healthy. Got good receivers. Matt Ryan is serviceable. They have a really terrible defense this year, so I'm expecting the Saints offense to have pretty much a field day. Probably put around 34 or something around that, similar to what happened with the Cardinals. I do think that the Saints defensive front has been struggling in recent weeks a little bit. Of course, their run defense is still fantastic. I'm not talking about that, but the pass rushing hasn't been quite on par to what I've been expecting. So I'd like to see them really get after Matt Ryan. I feel like whenever they sack Matt Ryan, I think I saw a stat that they're undefeated against the Falcons when they sack him more than like three times. So I'm looking for something like that where the defensive front can really get after him and put pressure on him and force some errant throws, sack him a couple times, and really make him feel uncomfortable.
Sean Payton is 18-8 against the Atlanta Falcons since
sure
he's taken over with the Saints. Very impressive record against Atlanta. So they'll be at home on Sunday for that one. And then they'll be on the road in Atlanta on Thanksgiving, I believe. They have a Thanksgiving game.
On Thursday.
So, I mean, I'm going to be asleep. I don't even know what time that one starts.
It's the night game.
See, I'm going to be asleep. You know, again, we'll get to all the food talk, but once you got a belly full of Thanksgiving food, it's over. I'm going to be knocked out. Or I'm just going to be chilling in bed like with my eyes halfway open watching that game. Again, Atlanta might be like 1-10 at that point. I just can't believe we're talking about the Atlanta Falcons being 1-7 at this point of the season.
They're going to try and win these games, though, just because of how big of a rivalry it is. They're going to give it their best
effort.
The Saints aren't going to get a team that's going to roll over.
There is that little wrinkle that it is a divisional game, and those always get weird. For the most part, they get weird. So Justin has a point that if you're going to worry about anything, it's Atlanta wants to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at their record and just being like, oh, let's just go 1-15. It's against the Saints. They want to win this game. They want to spoil whatever the Saints have going on. It makes sense. So, in that aspect, you're a little bit worried. Now, that's not saying that the Saints won't have the same fire coming into that game as well. I believe the Saints are going to equally win that game because they have a lot going on at the top of the NFC. They want to get that one seed. And with the 49ers continuing to win, the Saints need to continue to win.
And the 49ers have a tough end of the season, though.
They do. They could fall off a little bit. They could get 4 or 5 losses coming up.
Right.
So, look, but for the Saints, I'm sure they're just concerned about winning, staying on top of the NFC, and getting home field throughout the playoffs. We'll see. Again, we're looking, I don't know what's up with the show, but we're looking far ahead.
So what happens on 101?
Sorry.
It's a new beginning. We look to the future.
Look to the stars. That's what we do. All right, so should we get to NFL Pick the Winner? And before we do that, Justin, can you reveal the winner of NFL last week?
For the second week in a row, Charlie and I have been clean swept and picked the winners.
Wow. Unbelievable. So wait, can you just say it, Justin? Who won?
Lewis.
Oh, thank you. All right, so I won by, with an impressive record. I think I was 11-3.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire. And that's me being a Jets fan. That's me having losing culture in my blood. And I'm still winning despite that. Unbelievable.
Shout out to the Lions and the Patriots for letting me down.
Sorry about that.
It is what it is.
Raiders are just shockingly winning
decent
games. Yeah. Hey, Josh Jacobs, man, rookie of the year. We'll see. Offensive rookie of the year. Defensive rookie of the year, Nick Bosa. But we could talk about it. We could talk about all that at a later date when we get to the end of the season or anything like that. But right now, let's get to our Pick the Winners. And to lead us is Charles Long.
So
a dejected Charles Long.
We have had very many terrible primetime matchups this year. Monday Night Football's like the Dolphins and the Steelers and the sort.
I mean, Giants-Cowboys was last
week. Giants and the Cowboys last week. But, believe it or not, we have a pretty good week.
Wow.
With some nice primetime games.
Feels like we made
it. For like the first time this season. Whose schedule is these? All right, so we're starting off with Thursday Night Football. AFC West battle. Chargers at the Raiders.
Absolute gauntlet.
Woo!
Of a matchup here. Just brutal, hard-hitting teams. Thursday Night Football. All right. Chargers at Raiders. Is this a home team for either team?
I want this to actually be my game of the week.
Really?
Yeah.
You could just start it off with that. Let that be your game of the week. Let it rip.
Two very mediocre launches.
Let it rip.
Raiders' defensive backs are not great. Chargers' offense, I think, probably takes care of them.
Are the Chargers getting it together, though?
They had a really good week last week against the Packers. I'm not sure if I'm ready to say they're getting it together, quote-unquote. Raiders are looking for a nice win, but I'm going to pick the Chargers here.
I'm going Raiders.
Going Raiders, too.
Yeah. I think me and Justin both picked the Raiders last week.
And I picked the Lions, and we saw what happened.
Yeah, and look, you don't have the same track record that you had at the beginning of the season with Thursday Night Football, but it's still maybe lingering a little bit. All right.
I'm going to say the Lions at the Bears. Yikes.
Oh, my.
Boo.
Sorry about that. Lions at Bears. Justin, who you got?
I'll take the Lions in this one.
I kind of wanted to take the Lions as well. Give me the Bears.
I picked the Lions last week and they burned me.
I hate the Bears,
though. The Bears are on a bad losing streak.
I hate the Bears.
I do think that it's up to really if Matt Nagy wants to use his running backs and Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery if they want to win this game, because the Lions' defensive run defense is not good. It's at home. Give me the Bears.
Give them the Bears. All right.
Up next, we have Ravens at the Bengals.
Okay, so we can just pencil this one in. So I know Justin's going
Bengals. AJ Green's back.
Is he?
Well, actually, maybe not. Maybe not.
I heard probably. He said probably not to some reporters. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Sorry. That. I mean, still, that wouldn't even give him close.
Yeah. Ravens.
All right.
All right. Up next, we have the Falcons at the Saints.
I think we got to pencil this one as well.
This is a bad week.
This is exciting radio happening right now. Two sweeps.
All right, and then we have the Bills at the Browns.
Uh-oh. I mean, Justin, it's on you.
Best team in the NFL.
Yeah, the Bills. Justin, going with the Bills. Why do I secretly want to go to the Browns?
Probably because in Cleveland. Schedule. I don't really know. The Browns are a weird
team. I hate the Browns.
Yeah, I do too. I'm on Bills.
Look, boys, if you want to win this week, these are the kind of picks. These are the decisions you make. I'm going Browns. Why are they favored? It's at home. It's probably why.
Let's say the Giants at the Jets. Yikes.
My game of the week.
Yeah, the worst game of the week. Giants and Jets. Justin.
Both these teams are bad.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Give me the Giants, I guess.
So I'm going against my team. I know. Shocking. But the Jets, they're going to tank and get the number one pick, and I'm going to feel great about it. So the tank rolls on.
And clean sweep the Giants. All right, up next we have the Cardinals at the Bucks.
Okay, this is dangerous for the Cardinals here. I feel like the Bucks can win this one. I'm looking at the line. They're favored by 5 against Arizona. A 2-6 Bucks team. Favored by 5. I don't know, Charlie. What do you got in this one?
The Bucks play up to their competition, and then they play down to their competition. So give me the Cardinals.
I'll go Bucks.
Going Cardinals as well. I agree with Charlie.
Yeah, I don't like the Bucks pick, but it's fine.
All right, then we have the Chiefs at the Titans. This one's weird.
I hate this game.
Yeah, this is weird.
You see a lot of hatred in my voice right now for the NFL because the NFL is just weird. Titans.
Give me the.
I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'm going Titans.
Yeah. These are the picks you make, Justin, if you want to win.
Also why I go 6-8 last week.
Dolphins at Colts. Yikes.
Oh, God.
Are the Dolphins back on track?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Woo!
Look, if Justin picks them, they're going to win.
I picked them last week.
Yeah, that's the rule now. So if you pick them, they're going to win. It's up to
I'm
you.
I'm not picking them this week. Give me the Colts.
I'm going Colts.
Clean sweep.
I'm still following the rule that you never pick the Dolphins.
And then we have the Panthers at the Packers. Kind of an intriguing game.
Intriguing. Packers, very disappointing offensively.
I'm going
Packers
here, though.
Go, Pack, go. I'm going Packers.
Give me the Panthers.
Okay. Kyle, awesome. Doing his thing.
His team now. Cam Newton on IR.
And then we have my most overrated team in the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams at the Steelers.
Now, the Steelers.
Steelers are not great.
They're 4-4.
Very mediocre.
They're 4-4, is all I'm saying.
Very mediocre.
And the Rams are only favored by 3.5 here. I kind of want to go Steelers, but I'm going Rams. I don't know. What say you, Charlie?
Yeah, I'll go Rams, too. I feel like it'd be dumb to pick the Steelers here.
Whoa.
This is awkward. So Justin makes the dumb pick of the Steelers.
Congratulations to Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah. Ooh. You almost have to just pick the Steelers. I almost want to change it. No, that's fine. So, Justin, you're going Steelers here?
I am.
Wow. That would be great for Charlie, though.
It would be. I'm rooting for the Steelers. Great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I just do not trust their offense at all. I don't even really trust their defense. And now the Rams bomb plenty of games, so I could see it happening, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Then we have the Sunday Night Football, one of the better games of the week, the Vikings at the Cowboys.
Is this my game of the week?
Probably not.
And no, it's not. Yep. So Vikings at Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. Kirk Cousins, I don't believe in. That's my take. But do I believe in the Cowboys? Interesting. Charlie's thinking. He's meditating.
Yeah,
this.
I'm thinking.
He's meditating.
I need to win.
Yeah.
And so I'm tired of losing these weeks. Give me the Vikings.
I'm going the Vikings, too. The Cowboys are one of the luckiest teams in the NFL. So I'm going Vikings.
And they lost to the Jets.
We have Monday Night Football. Yeah. Best game of the week, which is, you know, Lewis, you can
Don't step on this.
It's the best game of the week.
Don't step on my territory.
Monday Night Football, Seahawks at 49ers.
My game of the week. Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah. Best game of the week.
All right, so best game of the week, hands down, this is unanimous that it's the best game. Seahawks at 49ers. Russell Wilson has a lot to play with his wide receiving core. He has a lot to play with now. I'm actually going to go Seahawks on the road. I think they're a better team, despite the record not showing that. I like the Seahawks. I like Russell Wilson. If he wants to make the case for MVP, which so far you can argue he is, this is the game to do it. I'm going Seahawks. Anybody want to follow?
Seahawks as well.
Justin going Seahawks. And now if Charlie wants to win.
Yeah. I want to win. Give me the 49ers.
And you feel good about that pick because 49ers...
Don't feel great about it, actually.
Okay. Really?
You know, I was planning on picking the Seahawks until y'all both said you were picking them. I think the 49ers are a decent team. They really played down to their competition against the Cardinals last week on Thursday Night Football. They have a little bit of extra break. You know, they're playing at home. I'm feeling decent about it, but I do think that the Seahawks are probably going to split with them this year. Whether they win at home or not, who knows?
Yeah, I like the Seahawks team, so I'm going Seahawks in my game of the week, which we have to wait till Monday for, but that's okay. Finally, some good Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we've been through a lot with Monday night football.
We've been suffering.
We've been through a lot with the primetime games, but it's okay. We're back. All right, so we got to do our tiebreaker. So which game do we feel good about?
Probably Saints or Ravens.
I feel great about the Saints. They're 13-point favorites, which I believe is the biggest favorite of the weekend. And by me quickly looking at it, they are. So I feel good about the Saints in this one. All right. So, Charlie, do you want to lead us in the
Yeah, score? You know, the Falcons always play the Saints tough. So I think it could be a pretty decent game. I think it's kind of what happened last year where it was – more close than the score indicated in the beginning of the game. Then the Saints really started to pull it away, and then the Falcons scored a little bit of garbage time points to make it kind of tight. I got the Saints. I think they cover. They win by 14. Give me 31-17.
I'm going 41-23.
Yeesh.
Yeah. I feel good about a 40-point game here from the Saints.
Yeah. I'm going 38, but I'm giving the Falcons a little bit more. I'm going to give them 28.
38-28. All right, that all lines up.
Yep.
All right, we're fine. So we're pretty short on games this week. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, 14. Pretty short. That's fine. Same amount of games as last week. All right, so Charlie, how you feeling? NFL with the winner. Is this the week I get dethroned?
It's going to come down to primetime games, which is always fun.
Fun. So we're going to be watching Thursday Night Football. Justin, are you going to be watching Thursday Night Football?
Honestly, I probably will.
Really?
I hope the Chargers get me off on the right foot. Knowing my luck, probably won't, but we'll see.
Really sets the tone for the week tonight.
It really does.
You know, if the Raiders win, I'm feeling great. I'm going to be bragging.
Because then I would need the Bills to pull it off in Cleveland and the Cardinals to beat the Bucks just to be back in it.
I didn't pick the Browns, did I?
You did pick the Browns.
Why am I still thinking about that? Justin, is this the week you dethrone me from NFL Pick the Winner?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there you go.
I did not pick the Dolphins, so.
So you feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you picked the Dolphins last time and they came through for you with the Jets losing. The Jets lost. I'm a noted Jets fan, and they lost to the Dolphins. Really, we're tanking. We were tanking in silence, but now it's out there to the world. It's out there in public that the Jets are tanking for the number one pick. Let's go.
You know, it's funny that the more I think about it, the more I feel like the surprise upset of the week is probably going to be the Steelers being the Rams.
The more you think about it?
The more I think about it.
I feel like we're letting it sizzle in a little bit.
Yeah, I could see the Rams having a bad game. You know, just coming out cold against the Steelers on the road. That's a pretty tough place to play.
Hmm.
Do you trust Mason Rudolph? That's the big deal.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Not really.
Not exactly sure. But do I trust Jared Goff?
Not really.
See? Yeah. There's only a handful of good quarterbacks out there.
Yep. Quarterback's a very important position. Probably the most important.
Hot take. That's your hot take of the show.
That the Steelers can upset the Rams?
No, that quarterback is a pretty important position.
Yeah, it's the steaming.
Steaming. Absolutely steaming. All right, let's talk about the Pelicans for a little bit. 1-6. We have some time.
Yikes.
So we're ending the show on a bit of a down note here.
No, not really.
Justin, okay, so you're a little hopeful about the Pelicans.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a lot to be excited about with this team. Like, yeah, we're 1-6, but I feel like we've played better than our record indicates. We don't play defense well.
No.
I'll get that out there. We need to develop a defense. But I think there's only been one or two games where we've been under 100 points, which is really good. But all of our games have kind of turned into just these shootouts. But we have a bench now. We have people that can score. If we develop a defense, I think we're a really scary team.
Happy belated birthday to Coach Alvin Gentry.
Don't do it, Charlie.
What? I'm just saying it.
Thought some fire Gentry comments were coming.
No, I'm not there yet.
We're not there yet. Remember we were on that?
If the team is at like...
Like years ago?
Yeah, I know, right? If the team is at like 5 and...
20.
And 25, like by the time Zion gets back, then I might be back on that train. But right now I'm pretty calm-headed, level-headed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Of course, I want to see the defense play better. There are a couple players on this team that I think could be playing a little better. And Lonzo Ball's been kind of disappointing. I don't know about for y'all, but he hasn't really lived up to anything. Brandon Ingram, on the other hand.
Brandon Ingram.
This is Brandon Ingram's team. I'll say it. I think that he is the best player on this team right now. And I don't even think that's a hot take. I think he's been phenomenal. He's finally living up to his, you know, billing as the number two overall pick a couple years back, only behind Ben Simmons. I think he's a phenomenal player. And he's definitely someone I think I could see the Pelicans giving a lot of money to in the offseason.
And I would be happy to give him that money.
Yeah.
There was an interesting comparison. Denver Carmelo with the way Brandon Ingram's playing right now. And that's a pretty good comparison.
That is actually pretty decent.
With their play styles.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good comparison. Denver Melo for Brandon Ingram with the Pelicans right now. Not bad. So... With the Pelicans, you would like to see the defense be better. Their efforts on a couple nights have been not there. They have a lot of players that can play. They have a lot of good players. But the rotation needs to tighten up a little bit. I don't think you can continue to play 10, 11 guys.
You got to still remember that there's a lot of young players on this team. They're still trying to mesh together. It's going to take time.
No, and
this team wasn't ever going to be a contender from day one.
And that's what they talked about. It just takes time. And that's what they're doing with the rotation right now, just throwing out lineups, throwing out guys, letting them get their minutes, see which pairings work, which lineups work. It just takes time. And with Zion coming back, it'll fix a lot of, not a lot of issues, but it'll fix some issues that the team's having right now. That'll bring a new life into the Pelicans. That's not saying Zion's going to come in and they're going to rattle off 20 straight. But you're going to see a better Pelicans team when Zion gets back. Jrue Holiday's been a little disappointing if we're talking about disappointing players.
Yeah.
He's been a little disappointing. If he's the leader of the team, this is the time to lead the team without your marquee player. You want to see Jrue Holiday step up a little bit more. Can I give a quick shout out while we're on the topic of NBA to Monty Williams?
Yeah.
Monty Williams is doing a great job with the Phoenix Suns.
I miss him.
I'm watching Phoenix Suns games, and when they show Monty Williams, my heart quivers a little just because I miss him.
I do too.
There's a little thing that I'm like, I remember when Monty was with New Orleans, and I remember me saying, like, when I wasn't a fan of him and calling out some decisions and calling out games and stretches under the Monty Williams era. But I see him and I miss him now because they fired him after he made the playoffs.
He did. They did. And you watch Monty Williams. You've seen the Suns. I've seen the Suns too. And I'll be pretty blunt about it. They play hard on defense. They play like they want to win.
Yeah.
And the Pelicans just aren't doing that right now. And it starts at the top. I mean, Monty obviously has the young Suns team really motivated and believing that they can be a solid team this year and make the playoffs and all this sort of stuff. And he's a good coach. He really is.
He's a good coach.
He's doing a great job with what he's got at Phoenix. Phoenix was a broken organization. They were going through a coach every year before he got there, and I think they finally found their guy.
Their acquisitions help with Aaron Baines playing solid right now.
He really is.
Rubio next to Devin Booker looks like a good fit.
It's a great fit because he's a true point guard. That's exactly what they needed.
The team's looking good, and they play hard under Monty Williams. Justin, what do you have to say about Monty Williams?
He's a great coach. Phoenix has looked really good this year. I know they just had a really big game where they beat the Warriors.
They beat the 76ers as well.
Right, yeah. The Warriors are not what they used to be, but still, it's an impressive win from that club over there.
Look, a couple of impressive wins for the Phoenix Suns. Look, if we're talking about surprise teams, they're one of the surprise teams right now.
There's always
they're
a
playing
couple.
Sustainable basketball.
There's always
is
a
when
couple.
I'm surprised. They're playing sustainable basketball. Like I could see them. Maybe they won't make the playoffs. I could see them dropping out of the playoffs. But them winning 38 games is a really good season for the
Suns. I think they can win even more than that, though. They are proving, the Suns are proving that even, I'm not going to say they don't have talent because they do have a lot of talent on that roster. But they're playing that hard work and playing hard each possession is more rewarding than just having talent on your roster.
It is. And I really like from what I've seen from the Phoenix Suns. So while we have like about 30 seconds left, any other teams that have surprised you?
Probably Miami. Miami's playing really, really well so far.
Love Tyler Hero.
Kendrick Nunn as well.
Yeah,
playing great.
Kendrick Nunn. Justin, any surprise teams for you?
Not really surprised, but the Clippers have looked really good, even without Kawhi.
Lakers being this good, surprising you?
No.
Dwight Howard, he's playing great.
Dwight Howard is playing very well.
I have to shout out to Dwight Howard for his play. Anthony Davis and LeBron James look like the fit that we all expected them to be. So I think the Lakers are really good, and they're really fun to watch. I find myself wanting to watch Lakers games, I'm being honest. So there are some teams that I really want to watch, and the NBA is in a good spot right now where there's a lot of teams surprising and playing well when they thought they wouldn't. Rookies are playing well. Ja Morant playing well for the Memphis Grizzlies.
That Grizzlies team is going to be very fun in a couple of years.
Hey, so it's going to be exciting to, you know, watch as the NBA season unfolds. That will do it for myself, Justin, and Charlie this week. Thank you guys for talking sports with me, as always. If you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it online at krvs.org. You can hear us talk sports every Friday at midnight. Programming on KRVS comes to you each week through the generous support of listeners like you and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Justin, what's the at?
At Vermillion Show.
At Vermillion Show. And that's one L. You know who hasn't taken any L's? Me. And that will continue to be the case this week. As always, thank you for listening.